Well, welcome everybody. This is Duke Clark, and this is my podcast for Stories for Joshua. We're continuing on our journey now, day 10, and the title for today is Clover, Wild Onions, and Sand Spurs. No one had great yards back then, or at least not most people. We certainly didn't. In our neighborhood, it was mostly filled with clover more than grass. But that made for great clover necklaces. If you don't know what that means, then you're really missing out. We would pick white buds that came up from the clover, and with the long green stem underneath, and then we would make a slit in the bottom of the stem with our fingernail, and then thread through another clover and its stem through that hole to make a necklace or a bracelet or whatever you want. I've included a picture here to give you a sample of what that really looks like. The only problem is, where there is clover, there are honeybees. And as I said several days ago, bare feet and honeybees don't mix. Summers were hot and sticky in Greenville, but if you got too hot, Mama would let us play under the hose, which also served as a water fountain all day long. Now, of course, if you're going to drink water out of a hose, especially in the South, you got to let the water run a little while so the hot water runs out. But no matter how you do it, you're going to have a plastic hose taste. But that was fine with us. It was cold and it felt good, especially if you stick your head under it and let the water get all over you. Three blocks away was our elementary school with a huge playground where some great wild onions grew. They were about 12 inches tall with big purple heads, at least that's what I can remember, because back then, especially when school was out, they didn't cut the grass, they just let things grow. We would pick the onion, double the stem over around the end, and when you would pull it really fast, the onion head would pop off and you would have an onion fight. We also had sand spur fights. Now, if you've never seen one, if you don't know what that means, then you're probably not from the South. But they are some wicked things. And when they dry and are hard, you can reach down and pinch the stem off so that you have a long stem and sand spurs at the top, which you would throw at your target. You did have to be careful about your target, or else some kid would run home and tell his mama that you had hit him with sand spurs and then you'd be in trouble. If you don't know what a sand spur is, I've also put a picture in here so you can see the nasty little devils. Some people might consider what I've said as barbaric, but remember, we had very little else to do, and we just invented our own games and made do with what we had. So, that's what I have for this day on Clover, Wild Onions, and Sand Spurs, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.